Every beer is a session beer if you believe in yourself. This is the perfect pour.
Sunburns, thank you, and welcome to the perfect pour. Craft beer show.
Pour.
I am Mikey.
Hello. I'm the Nick.
That's the Nick. And Bearded Brewer is not with us this week. Oh no. Don't turn off your podcast.
Please.
Player, stop. Don't like, I'm out. Going to listen to a real show. Not these two again.
Your job is to take last week's and insert all his parts.
All those parts. Yeah, we needed a palate cleansing episode. So, we have no guests.
We need to make just a sound drop.
And we've got a last-minute Matt cancellation. Matt has a case of the whiplash and is highly medicated. There's too much medication going through him to drink. So, he'll be all right, as far as I know. Nick, do you have any more inside info on that?
I'm concerned about this medication going through him.
Is he
going
to be okay?
I believe so.
Okay.
He's a trooper.
All right. He's going to troop it out, but it was not...
His beard has come this far, not to go back.
His beer and medication wasn't going to work for Bearded Brewer this week, so...
Doctor's orders.
Our thoughts are with Bearded Brewer. Go visit him at the beer garden at Tioga.
Bring him a care package of...
Yeah.
Top ramen.
Soup.
And tater tots.
Tater tots. He loves the tater tots. Give him taco. Bring him tacos and tater tots.
Yes.
And he'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
He'll taco his way back to health.
Maybe a scarf.
A scarf? He likes the scarf?
Why not?
Sure.
We'll just, people just show... See, we tell... Because he's not going to listen to this, right? So,
oh, yeah. He's
people
not
will just be
it.
Showing up with random stuff and be like, why did you bring he's all, this?
Why is everyone bringing this? Yeah, we need to drop in like a secret thing for people to do to the Matt. And it'll be weird. It'll weird him out the whole week. He's like, what's happening?
Yeah. Why do I have 30 packets of Top Ramen?
Yeah, they'll think it's food for, you know, it's a holidays. They'll think it's food for you're dropping off food for a homeless shelter or something. But no, you're just dropping off Top Ramen for Matt. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's going to be us. We're still going to talk about
you
all
get
the crap
more
beer.
Of this.
More of this. We need a palate cleanser, I said. I mean, last week we got, you know, we got Rammy. When we have more than one guest, things get Rammy.
Yes. The big bottles come out.
So we need to cleanse the podcast palate here.
I mean, it would be great if we had an accountant. We need an ABV accountant. Because I believe... Last week was probably one of our highest cumulative ABV episodes, I'd say, of the year.
Okay. Yeah, if you added it all up, we went pretty hard with the ABV. It's just true.
I don't remember many being under 7.
Yeah, there was no sesh.
No sesh to that episode.
Speaking of, we did have... by the way, we're going to do all our normal stuff. Don't worry. Looking out for beers, McCod Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got plenty of voicemails this week, so they're
we can
basically
just play those
guests.
And go home.
They're basically our guests this week are all the voicemailers. But our tailgating drinking, we had a from local brewer Zach's Brewing, in New England style IPA Plan A IPA. Those Fresno or the Valley know what Plan A is.
Yeah.
Bus schedule.
You prayed for it.
Yeah, when you're a kid.
It's November.
We have fog, you know, whatever part of the country and you have some sort of, usually have some sort of thing. We don't have snow here, but we have foggy day schedules.
Yep.
So when it's too foggy, the buses don't run until the fog's lifted a little bit. And that's when they call out on the public television. Still good for stuff, you know? You watch public television, the scroll come down.
Yeah,
foggy day schedule.
Foggy day ticker.
Fresno Unified.
Rolling along the bottom.
Clovis Unified. Fresno Unified. Yes.
Yeah.
And then your parents are just completely effed. Like, I think about it. Now as a parent, I'd be like, Well, we live close enough. Our kid doesn't bus, but
yeah,
like if a parent, your whole morning is completely scheduled out. Like you getting to work and getting your kid to school, it's all like very by the minute scheduled out. To have that just like, oh, now your kid's not going to go for another right. hour. And you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
So now your kid's either one of three at school yeah. because they had to get dropped off at the
yeah,
regular
yeah.
time.
And they're like, you're just going to sit at school in the fog, kid.
Yeah. Oh, you want to play hide and seek? Because it'd be fun. Guess what? Ain't nobody else here to play with. You're screwed. Yeah. So, Central yeah. Unified, we had many.
And I remember days. I lived in Fayetteville, Arkansas for a little bit as a kid, and we had snow days.
Ooh, good name for a beer.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder if someone's used snow day before. I'm sure they have. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our tailgating. We had that. It was very good, man. Zach's Garage, formerly Garage Door Brewing, now Zach's Brewing.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Zach and Scotty B. Brewers, Steven Zach and Scotty B.
Yeah, they're tag teaming it.
They're going to be professional brewers here. I guess technically, I don't know. I'm sure none of them have earned a dollar yet because they haven't gotten that stage yet. But
right.
Do you have to earn actual money to be called a professional brewer? I don't think so.
Yeah, I doubt that.
If you're licensed.
I'm sure we could.
If you're licensed and selling. If
we
thought hard enough,
we could find a shitty beer that's sold over free homebrew. That's amazing.
Yeah. So.
Is it when you get your first medal? Is that when you're pro?
Yeah. Medal, bro.
Medal.
GBF. Plan A IPA New England style IPA. It was nice. It was juicy.
Hey.
That's a nice beer. We also opened up, we still had one second chance left that Todd Allah donated to the show. They're Seize the Coffee IPA, San Diego Brewer Second Chance Brewing. That's excellent beer.
Award-winning Second Chance.
But I've already had it, so.
Yeah. Coffee was still there, though.
Coffee was still holding up.
I love gold.
About damn time.
I saw this.
Shut up and open the beer.
I saw this in the window shopping at Fig Tree.
Yes.
This is a new one. I saw. I was like, ooh.
Was that your Black Friday shopping?
Even though it's $9 bomber.
No discount.
This is from Coronado Brewing, San Diego Brewer Coronado. Guava Islander, tropical IPA.
Oh, here we go.
Guava puree added.
What? Yeah, that sounds like baby food.
That's what babies eat, isn't it? Now we don't have a passer, so I'll be back in a little bit. I'm going to pass this down to Nick.
Oh, I guess I could actually be talking while you're passing instead of trying to play interlude music. All right,
I'm back.
All right. I was worried. I was scared for a second.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone got scared.
Everyone's like, don't leave him alone. No good can come of this.
One of us has to take a bathroom break. Like, it's getting a little weird here. I don't remember how we did this before. We started the show with just Nick and I. And
well, we had a much smaller table back
then. What the hell happened?
Back then.
I haven't listened to those early shows. Every show is available. Yes. We haven't put it behind a paywall.
I scroll like through Mark them Maron and cringe. And I'm like, I can't do it. But I should for posterity. Whoa. But I can't do it.
This is guava-y.
Wow. I think there's some weed residue in my glass. What the hell's going on here?
Oh, yeah. It's like guava weed.
Ooh, this has like the kerns in the metal can with the pull tab.
Mm. There it is. You nailed it. I was trying to... This is very familiar.
Very fresh.
That is like one of those Kern's cans.
Oh, man. What was that stuff? Was that actually fruit juice?
I don't know. Oh. I drink a lot of that, though.
I
drink a lot of that.
Were you like back in your supermarket days, you pop one?
Like, this is, I'm healthy.
Sit in the back corner and crush one. Crush a Kern's.
This is so crushable. Before anyone knew what that really meant.
That's right.
I was all, this is crushable. I'm like, what's he talking about? These curds are crushable.
Get to work.
Get to work. Crushing curds back here, Rob. I don't know. I think I'm I'm partial to tropical IPAs, so I'm probably a little bit more giving than a regular person would be. I like it.
Better than I thought it was going to be. I had very low expectations.
My expectations are low, and it did exceed them.
Yes. Very much.
All right. I like that. I like it. That's all I'm saying.
It's not fruit bomb. You know, it's a hint.
Yeah.
A hint of fruit.
It's definitely there. Well, let's get into some culture then. Oh, the most cultured place known in existence, Walmart.
Oh, of course.
They have their own store brand craft beer now, and a variety pack of Walmart craft beer.
Oh, so not just one, but a variety.
Yeah, it's a variety pack.
A buffet of beer.
And
a smorgasbord.
It's a $13 for a 12-pack.
Oh, okay. I get it now. That's how it's a dollar a beer.
Yeah, they're saying like, wherever this news item came from. And it's $13. See, that doesn't seem that cheap to me. Seems like they could be even cheaper because there's no way they spent that much money making those beer, Walmart craft beers.
Ooh, you think they're actually making them? Walmart?
I wonder how well, because how well does Kirkland beer do? Is there Kirkland beer? There's Kirkland beer.
There
right?
is. Yeah, they do.
I've had that.
They do a variety pack, and then they do the big suitcase of canned light lager.
Now,
I think.
So is that super cheap? Like, Bud Light 12-pack cheap?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's like $15 for a 30-pack. So okay. Maybe 50 cents a beer.
So it would be. So I'm just thinking somebody in Walmart isn't going to pay a little extra to have Walmart craft beer. Like, you know,
unless you could buy it with like Walmart points or something.
Yeah, get this free 12 pack with Walmart points. Use your Walmart points. I'm not sure I see the point. I guess if they see Costco doing it, they're like, well, Costco is making money. Let's make money. I mean, there's nothing Walmart won't sell if they think it's going to make money.
Right.
So obviously they think this will make money. I'm super curious to try the
Matt is not impressed.
Matt's mic. Matt's mic just fell out of its mic.
That mic would clip. Be his impression of this.
He's a bomb.
This segment.
Wow, well, now we know what Matt feels about Walmart beer.
I think podcast.
Is that still that's not indie though? Like who?
Ooh, good question.
Is that indie? If Walmart's contracting somebody to make it, I assume that's what's happening.
So they didn't buy it out.
Right.
They didn't buy it.
But Walmart is as corporate as is anything possible in retail. It's the most corporate thing in retail in history. But is their beer corporate?
Corporate ale.
I'm saying yes. So I'm just thinking, am I allowed to? Well, I'm never going to buy it. I don't shop at Walmart.
You just have to wait for the next family function.
Walmart.
When that relative comes over and goes, hey, Mikey, we heard you like beer. Yeah.
Or somebody like Walmart beer. Some asshole like Tony Bags slips you a Rebel variant. Now, is our streak still alive? We haven't had any.
I don't think
willingly
that counted.
Had a Rebel.
Yeah.
This is an off the market, dark market Rebel variant. Wasn't some regular Rebel, bro.
Black market Rebel.
Yeah.
Oh, I probably just gave them another name for their beer.
Oh, man, damn it. Man, it's all right.
Black Rebel.
If you're listening, Sam Adams.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Stop it.
The bearded guy that's in all the commercials. He listens.
That guy. He's a little bit better than the lame attempt at a new man of what the Dos Equis guy.
Oh yeah.
Nobody likes the new fucking guy.
No, even his voice is kind of weeny.
Like, dude, come on. If you're gonna get rid of the old Dos Equis guy, then go move on to a different ad campaign. Yeah. Don't like replace it with some lame younger. like weird looking guy. And not even the writing is as good. It's like not even the same. The writings, the jokes aren't even as good. It's just everything's just shitty about it.
Aftermarket Dos Equis guy.
Yeah. Come on. Just get out of that whole campaign if you can't handle the old dude. Assholes.
We've been bewitched.
You're not buying that Walmart beer.
Are you asking or telling?
Matt'll buy Walmart beer?
I think he will.
Yeah?
Think he will? I think he
will. Does he ever go into Walmart?
No.
I wonder how late you'll be able to buy it. I know when I worked at Vaughn's, we sold right up to 159 in 30 seconds. I mean, we sold like right up. We'd have people like rushing in at 155. No joke. And like they would be in line like, come on. I mean, once they hit two, you're just like, nope.
Did you pretend it wouldn't scan? You're like, oh, sorry. Looking at your watch. You're like,
201.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't want to. I didn't want any trouble. I tried to skin that shit quick.
That's when you get cut.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, like, since Walmart's are 24 hours, you're going to be, and you're like, I know it's open. Walmart. Let's go get beer at Walmart.
Oh, I think you just, I don't know how this ties in, but maybe that's the point. Maybe it's for places that don't have craft beer at all. Now they have a choice.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
Wisconsin.
Yeah. I lived in Concordia, Kansas, small town. The Walmart opened up while I lived there, killed everything in town.
There you go. So now where do you have to buy your craft beer?
You'd only have one choice, would be the Walmart.
See, here in the craft beer, the Golden Valley of San Joaquin, the craft beer capital of California, we don't have to worry about any of that.
So, not that we didn't record after Thanksgiving last week, but
right,
we forgot to review our Thanksgiving.
Too much going on.
Not to step on any Bincots, but I tried, as we always host the major holidays, and Thanksgiving being one, and I've got a little ice chest in the back. One of those little stand-up wooden ones that look, you know, kind of disguisey. Oh,
so not the secret ice chest.
Yeah, it's not super secret, but it's also not. It looks, you know, you keep it there all. Yeah. It looks sort of classy.
Nice.
And so I have that filled. I always fill that up before everyone comes over. And I always try to get rid of the stuff that's just been sitting in there. And like hoping somebody's going to be like desperate and like, oh, I'll try this. I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep trying to get rid of that wit from that New Belgium from the pack. Oh,
damn it.
Nobody took them again. Like, I cycled. I think I had them out in Easter or something.
How how withered are these labels looking from being wet and dry?
Yeah, they've been ice chesting for a while. Like, finally, all right, I've given up. I'm going to throw them out now.
Nice.
Or be good and drain pour them and recycle the bottle. That was my biggest takeaway from Thanksgiving was people would not drink those wit beers.
Damn it.
See, wits. Why bother?
Why
even bother? Do you have any, did you try to get, you've probably converted everybody.
That's right. My job has been successful.
There's nobody left at your family gatherings to convert.
Everybody just brings awesome whales all the time.
Everyone just whales. Yeah. You're like, who thinks they know better? Got a whale.
They know better than to show up with shitty beer. I believe you get shot for saying something like that.
Hell no. You got everyone anyway. Your remarks say you got a case of the Mondays. There was a Pliny controversy on one of the Facebook groups.
Nice.
Today. Some dude went on one of the beer Facebook groups here. I don't know which one. And he went up the Russian River, got a 12-pack or a case of Pliny's, said, hey, I just came back from Russian River. I got some Pliny's that I could get, I'd be willing to part with. And he had a whole pricing point, you know, $100 for the case and, $12 a bottle.
Whoa.
These are $4.50 to $6 in the Bay Area. That's as high as they get. That's Russian River wants to keep Pliny cheap.
Almost three times markup.
And so he more than doubled the markup on it. And people are like, what the fuck? Like Colin Fowle, like, dude.
Yeah.
You can't just go on my, you can't just come on here and resell a case of Pliny for a double. And some people are like, oh, we're, you know, actually interested. And other people are like, dude. And he's like, what?
What?
What do you mean? What? I'm just, what? Oh, we don't do that? You can't do that? I was like, no. It's illegal for one.
Yeah.
Just to start off with. Yeah, and then two, it's just like total dick move to be coming on and like double, like over double price of case of Pliny.
Right. Of Pliny. Of it's something like, that's available all the time.
Right.
If you make the effort to go up and get it.
Right. It's just not, I mean.
Like as Bells would say.
Mm-hmm. You cannot get it. And that surprises me. There's always somebody when there's some sort of Pliny thread, there's somebody here locally who's like, what store can I get that at?
Oh, no, yeah.
And then this is a craft beer geek, you know, freaking groups. You would think they know you can't get Pliny in town. Mm-hmm. But they're like, what store is this? I'll go down there and get it. Like, no, it's not here. You have to go get it.
Yeah, like the time.
There's no Pliny in the valley.
Like the time they tried to fake tag the liquor store on, like, Belmont and Cedar, you know, way off the beaten path of any craft beer.
That dropped me out of the group. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Gonna be some guy went on there,
fake tagged
at this really ghetto liquor store in a bad part of town. Like, they got Pliny, and people are like, oh shit. And people went down to this shitty liquor store because somebody on the group went and like, hey, just, and then they just thought that was hilarious. Like, whatever, dude.
We are super funny.
I did that stuff when I was 11 years old, so calling people. So, well, you got any culture stuff happening?
Oh, yeah.
When you get to all the voicemail backup.
Backup, yeah. So, Thanksgiving beers were actually good. We'll get into those. And I get to take all the credit because Bearded Brewer's not here. Speaking of places that think they're craft beer, Chili's is now advertising.
Are they?
Craft beer.
Oh, okay.
They have 12 taps. I was like, really?
Well,
see, everyone thinks craft beer is jumping the shark because there's too much craft beer. I think corporate places like this trying to pretend they're having craft beer is what's going to cause it to jump the shark, like Walmart and Chili's.
Yeah.
And insert generic place here.
I would like it, though, as a parent that their child likes to go to Chili's. And I would like that if they would get at least give me something because they don't have they like have all the better like corporate mainstream beers. There's nothing for me to get there. Last time I was there, I mean, literally nothing. I don't even think there's a Sierra. Might be a Sierra, but I don't think so. So if they get something, I know Matt was saying. Tioga was talking with them.
Oh. I thought we had talked about Chili's.
If they could
recently,
get a Sherman in there at least.
So I wonder if this is part of that new campaign. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe Tioga is going to be in the Chili's now. places I do want to have a beer at.
Yes.
Sorry. Fresno Tangent for all you out of town listeners. Fresno Breakfast House.
They got to deal with some Fresno stuff.
Now has a beer and wine license.
Fresno Breakfast, they never had beer before? I never paid attention.
Yeah, never advertised it if they did.
Yeah. So you're probably right. I'm
you can get a nice General Sherman with your Eggs Benedict.
They have Sherman?
Yeah.
Nice.
They have three.
Well, I'm thinking more lunch because they got some damn good burgers. Ooh,
them burgers are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could get down on a breakfast house.
Hear that, Bells? Go get some beer and burgers over at Frozen Breakfast House.
And cheap, $4.50.
$4.50? Yeah. For the beer?
For the beer. And they do mimosas now, too, for the...
Oh.
If you like that sort of thing.
Mimosas.
And
I like how those, you know, this is bullshit how mimosas are fine. Nobody bats an eye.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had it, you know, I mean, breakfast beers are coming a little bit more acceptable, at least in the beer geek community are. But I think the outside, the square world.
Nerds.
The squares, they'll get in like, ugh, you're having a beer at breakfast? Ugh. Yeah. While they're drinking the mimosa. And like, that's fine. Ugh, you're having
Meanwhile, your Northwest IPA looks more pulpy than your...
I'm betting those... I mean, if you're putting champagne in there, I bet that's more alcohol than you're having like a...
Oh, yeah.
...breakfast beer.
Mm-hmm. And then they're... What do they do with the mimosas? Bottomless mimosas.
Oh, yeah. They just keep filling that shit up.
Oh, no, sir. You must buy another 12 ounces. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. That's just laughable. Oh, you want as much champagne as you could handle?
Well, yeah, here you go.
Have at it.
Just like the same thing with wine. It's like, it's more, people don't look down on that as much, but you're pumping in more alcohol with wine usually than beer.
Yeah. I doubt any of the beers we had last episode came near what a bottle of cheap wine starts at.
Right. We're the classy ones in the alcohol community. Yeah.
Screw you, hosers. It's terrible.
So I'm not. That's nice. I'm looking out for having the beer at Frozen Breakfast House now.
Breakfast beers.
I don't think I'd have an IPA, though. I would probably want to have like a stout.
Mm-hmm.
A light stout.
Well, then your job is to go in every day and ask for different beers.
Do you have this?
No.
You're going to get it.
Mm-hmm. I do appreciate an old raspy for breakfast.
Hmm.
Edwards Movie Theater. We're getting another theater serving beer and wine.
Ooh, Edwards is jumping in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Poor Manchester had that for just a second.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we got the beer. And Edwards like, F you, little Manchester. We have beer now, too.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. That's
come
good.
See your Rogue One over here.
Yeah, Rogue One. Can't wait. What's the details on that?
I haven't heard any details. I just saw the sign posted on the window. You know,
I'm just curious. Getting the beer, okay. Have anything I'm going to actually buy?
I bet you.
That's what I'm worried about.
I bet you Tioga will get on board on that.
Let's see. We'll see.
Maybe Pendragon.
Oh.
Who knows? Awesome. I'm speculating.
We'll go see moves all the time.
Another thing I want to happen. While we're on Fresno tangent, we have the what's known as the Christmas tree lane. I don't know if other cities have this or not, but
I think ours is fairly unique in way it is. But everybody has something, I'm sure, some version.
So it's an older street right in the center-ish of town. What used to be the center of town.
It used to be the northern end of town.
Yeah, thanks to Clovis, it's kind of westward now. But anyways, it's a tree-lined street that heavily decorates with Christmas lights and decorations for a month and a half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And you could drive down this lane and look at all the displays and every house on the street from when it starts to stops has to be decorated. So I'm pretty thinking, much. Is this beer bike we now have going to offer trips down Christmas tree lane? Oh, that's a good lane? I didn't
think about that. Ooh.
Beer bike, Christmas tree lane. Because, well, you know, traffic's slow.
Traffic's
5 to 7 miles an hour.
You could slip in with the cars. Because
you don't want to do it on the walk night.
Because, it has two walk nights. By the way, which is Saturday. I'll be there. Chew Your Beer is going to be in town.
Damn.
I don't think he wants to waste waste a good hours on walking down looking at lights when he could be drinking some Fresno beer. But although there is, Gazebo Gardens is open during those.
Ooh, nights. That's the start.
Gazebo Gardens has good beer.
That's the official start of Christmas Tree Lane.
Yep. That's where it begins.
Shields.
So, something to think about.
Mm, that's an epic pairing right there. Start at the Shield side.
Yep.
Have a beer, walk halfway, come
that,
back.
I did have that 2 years ago. I think we didn't go last year, I think. But 2 years ago, I remember doing that. Started out at Gazebo Gardens.
Nice.
Had some beers.
Things to do on a beer bike.
Yeah, because that beer bike could, yeah, like you said, it's slow enough that the beer bike could stay with car traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wonder if it would have to wait in line like all the others do, because that line usually backs up to Blackstone on Shields.
I bet you can make that work.
I would think you would sneak that in. Be able to let come on, it's a bike, let it in.
Right.
One bike. It's not like a string of cars you're letting in.
Bike. Don't be a bikist.
Oh, I'm going to look out for that, see if they do that.
That's my dream. That's all I'm saying. Oh, yeah.
Need a Perfect Pour sponsored beer bike night.
I like that. Come on, Golden Gods.
Well, they're doing it. I mean, hey, we're giving you money. Go ahead and do it.
Shut up. Take the money.
What else?
Holidays seems to be a good time for all these tap takeovers we're having, too. I wonder if it's just coincidence or...
It's like the only thing kind of going on right now, the tap taker, the holidays. Things are kind of, other than the winter beers out, things
those, are kind of slow. Those winter beers?
Damn winter beers.
So where are you on the scale? Pumpkin, like fall beers or winter beers?
Fall, is that an or question for me?
Or question.
Fall beer or winter beer?
Or game. Fall beers, winter beers.
I think I'd go with winter.
Let's do a fall beer while we're talking.
Ooh, look at that. Let's keep it.
You're more of a winter.
I think so.
The IPAs kind of make a resurgence for winter.
Yeah. There's I put it in the looking out for. Actually, Fig Tree Liquor has it, that Snowy Plover.
That's a good name.
From Coronado. I think it's Coronado. And I heard, Three B Zine, they had some of that. They're liking it. It was, you know, a little bit malty, but it was a winter beer. So, but it was a super good IPA that's malty though.
Malty, huh?
But you know, if there's a winter IPA, it's gonna have strong.
You toned down the hops.
Malty. Mm-hmm. And this is it. We've got a Central Waters Brewing Company.
Wow, that's Thanksgiving in a glass.
This was a Beer with Friends podcast. I don't know. I think Nick might have done some reciprocation here, but still, they gave this to us. Central Waters
Brewing. I need to very soon.
Brewing Company. Yeah, you will eventually.
Sure. Before that beer gets old.
Headless Heron. Headless Heron. Barrel-aged pumpkin spice ale. With bourbon barrel, mm-hmm. with nutmeg, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. We figured we'd have to give the bearded brewer a break since he hates anything pumpkin related. So we go ahead and have this now.
Yes. Oh! That's straight up Thanksgiving dessert right here.
Yeah.
We're a week late on this one.
It's up Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Central Waters. Oh yeah, that is, that's pumpkin spice.
Mm-hmm.
That's Boots. Good though. I kind of like it.
Yeah, everything's even. Even the barrel on this is even.
Even like, barrel.
Even barrel, not an odd barrel.
What else? What else?
That's what we got for culture.
That's what we got for culture.
Other than 'tis the season for when all of your friends come back to town and you got to show them all the new spots.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I was going with the tap takeovers. That seems like a good excuse to get out with all the family and friends and relatives visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, let's go hang out, try some beers.
Yeah, I like to do that. I'll wait for looking out beers, but I did go to Dust Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
On Friday.
Yeah.
I got finally got the Dust Bowl, got a tour, got a private tour.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you name drop?
Yeah, I didn't have to name drop. He's one of the brewers is sort of family.
Sort of family.
Yeah.
Did you,
friend family.
Did you get to see?
He's a friend-in-law.
Friend-in-law.
Friend-in-law nephew.
Wow. Dog's uncle, huh?
Kenan, over at Dust Bowl, what's up?
Did you see Loyo?
I didn't. She wasn't there. She hurt herself. She had to have some knee surgery.
Oh, hurt.
Yeah, hurt.
I thought she said
hurt. It's like beer brewer.
Hurt. I was like, she was listening to the podcast.
She hurt.
That she we called in? On a voicemail?
She's on the mend.
Bummer.
Yeah, I'll talk about that more in BingCon drinking. But
what a tease.
Dust Bowl. Finally got to go to Dust Bowl. So we have what? What do we do now?
I don't have
emails. Yeah, I don't know. This shit.
Does it even matter? No Ed Winter this time?
Damn. Oh, Ed. No.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the perfect boy. I'm recovering still. I'm all right. Still don't sound like great, but I'm feeling fine though.
Good.
Yeah. Thanks for all the well wishes.
Send help.
There are no well wishes.
Oh, not one.
Not a one. Like, dude, I'm sorry you've been so sick.
Even Life Alert.
I wasn't looking.
Even Life Alert was like, we're busy.
Sorry, Brad. All right, let's listen to some listeners.
The guy.
Shit.
You hear me?
No.
I'm driving.
Speak louder.
Gotta be.
I'm driving in the rain.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, on my way to Stockton. I'm bringing a Beatles cake for my Swidums, because she likes the Beatles.
Aw. Ooh,
Beatles. Stephen's ex-wife made it. That's not why I called, though. That's nothing to do with why I called. The reason I called.
Tangent.
Is because, I was premature. I came on the voicemail a little premature with the dates. Okay, the dates changed, as we all know. And boy, is my face red. I feel like such a fool. Oh well, I'll get over it though.
No, Chew was switching those dates out pretty quick.
But the important thing is, Chew your beer's coming to town. No, I'm not gonna sing
Chew
that again.
Your beer's coming to town.
And about going to. To 559 with Chew Your Beer.
That's not happening.
I have vowed not to be negative, saying bad about any brewers, and I think it might be. I don't know. I don't think it'd be a good situation. It might make it tough for me to keep my vow, but I'm gonna put myself in a slippery situation like that. Okay.
I try not to get in a slippery situation.
But, I do want to take him to full circle, though.
All right.
Hang out with Mikey full circle.
Yeah.
And Mikey from the show, too.
Yeah.
Mike Samaya. Yeah, it's going to be great. There's a bunch of fun places we can go. But anyway.
Go ahead, got Scotty B.
That's all I got. Keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Driving.
All right. So, W Brewing. At noon.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure there's going to be a Chew voicemail here, but Chew Your Beer.
Are you sure?
Chew Your Beer is in town. If you're listening to this the day we release, Chew Your Beer is in town. Chew Your Beer is in Fresno. Find Chew Your Beer. He's going to be, I'm sure, yeah, I don't want to step over. I'll wait till after all the voicemails are done to update on the chew.
Perfect pour. Hey, this is Evil Circle checking in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was just out at Pocock Brewing out of Santa Clarita, California. I'd like to say they got some pretty good beers in the place. They had one of their beers. It was a pale ale run through a Randolph.
Randolph.
A still apple thing?
Pie. Literally, they took an apple pie, put it in the Randolph, and run it through. I have to say, that's probably one of the best beers I've had in a long time.
No way.
Secondly, Pocock. It's a funny name. Pocock. So you have cock in the name. Yeah. Always good. but I can tell them, I guess it's their last name of the Bowie family. Good. So it's still pretty funny. You know what that also brings me up to? Kumquat. I like to say, you know, kumquat. No matter where you put it,
funny word.
It's still a funny word. Especially when you put kumquat and pocock together.
That's
just gold right there. So let me know what you guys think. Keep up the good work. Talk to you guys later.
I think you just named Scotty B's next two beers.
I'm going to call it the kumquat. Okay.
A pocock.
It's going to be great.
IP Pocock.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Oh, Paul.
I just wanted to say, Tony Baggs and Roger, that's an awesome lineup. Super cool. I also wanted to say Stouted Out Loud was so fucking brilliant that it gave me the idea to start a Kiss cover band, but change all the lyrics so that... they're all about beer.
They're all beer.
Or better yet, so that they're all about stouts.
Dude, that would sell.
So every song is about stout. Like,
oh,
no,
my God. Oh, about that.
Stout, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Yeah, anyway.
I am buying this album right now.
I'm actually getting
iTunes right now buying.
Cover band. I did a little Stout It Out Loud bumper for you guys.
Oh, really?
Maybe it can be Nick's theme song.
Yes, it is already.
Anyway, the big news around here is Aromacoma in six packs.
What?
That is where it's at.
What? Whoa. I've not seen
pricey,
that.
But that's a great six pack beer, I got to say.
Drakes.
All right, that's it for now. Probably talk to you guys soon.
Probably.
See ya.
I'm looking out for that. Drakes, Aromacoma six packs.
Man, I wish I had a theme song.
Yeah.
Where could I get a theme song?
I don't know.
Stout it out loud.
Hey, quick one.
Quickie.
That is Paul from Fairfax.
I like it. In and out.
Stout it out loud. That is brand new from Paul. Shout it out loud. Add it to the arsenal.
All right, Paul. Next, your next mission is make a beer song out of God of Thunder.
How's that go?
God of Thunder and rock and roll.
Bells is like, dude, I told you that.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. What are you, the perfect pour? This is Sancho Chu, eh?
Sancho
Chu. Not Santa Claus, eh? But Sancho Chu. If you know what Sancho means, you better watch out, eh?
Uh-oh.
Just kidding, Holmes. I wouldn't do that shit to you, S.S. Orale, check it out, eh? Chew Your Beer will be in Fresno, eh?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Tap takeover.
Hashtag Chew Your Beer Fresno Takeover. Orale, Holmes. But here, check it out, eh?
That's a long hashtag,
Sancho Chu is burying.
Way too many words.
Eh? Not burying them, but burying, like bringing. For you guys, eh? I got a few gifts, eh? Like fucking Zorro. Now Zorro, he's sending me, he's making me like his fucking mule, eh? Or I'd rather call it like his coyote, eh?
Yeah.
Coyote, like Zorro. I'm fucking transporting some shit for him, Holmes, for you guys. other than that, Holmes, I got a few gifts that I'm bringing to you guys. Kind of like some bottles I like to share with each and individually of you guys with your personalities, I said. So hopefully we can get together and have something like a little shebang, eh? I know you guys don't record on the weekends, Holmes, but if you can make it happen, I'll make it worth it, Holmes. You know, I'll be funny, eh? I'll be very respectful, Holmes, because my mom raised me like that. It's, you know, like I don't play with like your porcelain dolls and shit. You know, I leave everything on your coffee table, eh? I might jack a couple spoons and a fork and shit, but other than that, eh?
We're not going to bring the sporks out.
I'm bringing my brother-in-law along with me, Holmes, because, you know, I kind of need like a chaperone, eh? Cause
his brother-in-law's coming, Holmes.
I'm just kidding, eh? It's like, that's the only way the jefita, the wife, that said, will let you do anything, Holmes. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have a fucking chaperone. Yeah.
Hope she also, trusts her,
my itinerary,
trusts her
Holmes.
Brother.
Itinerary, essay. That's a big word. And I hope you guys know what that means, because I don't. What are you, Friday, Holmes? I should be arriving by
Friday night,
like 10 p.m., Holmes, because it's a long-ass fucking drive. So maybe hit a brewery, go have dinner, and fucking chill, Holmes. So if you guys are down for that, just let me know on Twitter. Scotty B, you're more than welcome to hang out. Saturday morning, I'm going to hang out with Scotty B and Zach, and we're going to brew some chocotazo. So hopefully we can get this shit going.
Chocotazo
after
at
that,
Zach's
I'm
brewery.
Free. If you guys, whatever you guys have something planned, I'm game, Holmes. It don't matter, Holmes. And Sunday, wake up, have some breakfast, a couple beers, and then head back home. That's it. Cause, you know, La Jefita needs some fucking chorizo, home, so I gotta hook her up.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, this is Chew Your Beer.
We got the Vallartas.
It's gonna be amazing this fucking weekend, because Chew Your Beer is taking over. What are they? I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Peace out.
Chew Your Beer. We got so Vallarta for you.
I hear the thing is, late Friday night, Chew's gonna be at the Radisson.
Whoa, the Radisson.
With the Club One Casino.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, He's staying in a casino downtown.
Damn.
That's
actually probably the best idea.
Stone's throw away from Tioga.
Oh, yeah.
But Tioga doesn't stay open that late. I think they're open till 11.
Damn.
But the casino, which it's a card casino, cards and horse betting, mostly like poker and horse betting. But it's there. It's 24 hours. And they got a restaurant that's 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's decent.
Get the steak sandwich.
It's not bad. Oh, you like the steak sandwich there? Mm-hmm,
very much.
Yeah. So that's kind of, it's not a bad place to stay if you don't, there's always something happening.
Yeah.
At least.
They got beer there.
They have beer at that 24 hour restaurant. Obviously.
Not the
I don't know how late
world's greatest choices, but.
Yeah, but there is some, I know, I want to say there's Lagunitas.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sierra and Tioga. Guinness.
You got something. And since not terrible. So I heard there's going to be a bottle share at Chew Your Beer's hotel room Friday night. So if you want to do that, Chew Your Beer on social media. On Twitter mostly. He's a big Twitter guy. And then, Saturday, he's going to be brewing at Zach's Brewing Saturday morning. Then Saturday afternoon, it's going to be all touring all the Fresno hotspots. So look up Chew Saturday, touring all the beer spots and with Scotty B, hopefully being the lovely tour guide that's Scotty B. But don't get too crazy. We're going to try to figure out, because I'm just booked up Saturday with the family stuff, but. It's late Saturday night. A window will open up, and hopefully everyone will still be awake and not passed out by like. And hopefully we'll get something hooked up with Chew Your Beer. I don't know if it's gonna end up being a perfect pour or a dark town, or it's just gonna be like just recording something.
Shit cast.
It could, yeah. So next week's episode could be weird. Might be a weird show, or you know, I don't know. Just a heads up. We just don't know what's going to happen. Cheer beers in town. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to act.
We're inverts. That's why we do a podcast
Exactly. Like, wait, we have to do stuff. Oh, no.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
What's up, Paul?
Calling with another.
Oh, an update the parking lot.
Another. BevMo parking lot.
Yes, I love BevMo updates, man.
My week is made.
I don't know why I keep doing this. It's
no,
it's
keep doing it. No, they're not.
Not
it's
much
brilliant.
Ever going on here.
No, it's brilliant.
But it's kind of nice to keep on the pulse of. Hey, what the fuck?
Uh-oh.
Holy shit!
Uh oh.
Two guys are just running in there right now with masks and guns. Oh, fuck. I don't know if this is a joke or... Whoa, fuck, dude. Okay, I ducked my head below the dashboard here, just in case they
fucking
A.
Oh, Bevmo, dude.
Freaky. Holy shit. I should probably call 911, but I kind of want to stay on the line. This is making this like the...
I'm already on the phone.
Bevmo parking lot report ever. But I'm fucking scared as shit. What the fuck, man? Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. We should do. This is fucked up.
Don't call 911.
Holy shit. I can see that they were driving a late 70s Datsun 280 ZX.
Don't worry. They won't get very far.
Hey, maybe I should call the cops. I don't know.
Yeah, they'll break down half a block.
Shit, here they come. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I can see them. Oh. What shit? They came out with a case of Heineken. What the fuck? They robbed the fucking store for a case of Heineken? Oh,
yep.
Fuck
that's
that.
How it goes.
I almost want to yell at them. But yeah, I'm going to hold the phone out. Maybe you can hear them squealing out. Shit. Guys fucking robbed Bevmo for a case of Heineken. I can't fucking believe it. That's got to be a joke. I don't know. Anyway, that's all I got. there's your BevMo parking lot report for the week.
It's a good one,
okay,
though.
Take care, guys.
You can.
I would watch this so much harder than sports.
I'm just commentary at the parking lot outside of BevMo. Just be all, and look at this guy coming in. Wonder what he's going to come out with.
I have full
hard liquor.
Oh, we got a 5 cent wine guy here. I can tell by the cut of his loafers.
This guy's 5 cent.
Oh, this guy. You can tell by his loafers. He's in for the 5 cent wine. So yeah. I'm in on this BevMo update.
I love the BevMo updates. In fact,
I thought he was going to go ballast point, though, on the beer they were stealing.
Yeah, he went with Heineken. Huh?
Yeah.
In fact, they're so popular to us, there's now a drop. BevMo Rocket Lab Report. That was your BevMo parking lot report, sponsored by
Paul.
Not BevMo, yeah, Paul. Paul from Fairfax. Not at BevMo. BevMo parking lot report. More of them, please.
Oh, man,
that's another new drop from
in
Paul.
Because you know, you could see the BevMo, like you know it. You've been there.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Insert your chain. Alcohol place.
Perfect Pour. What's going on, boys? Hey, happy belated Thanksgiving. I hope all you guys had a good Thanksgiving. I certainly did. Drama free.
Nice.
With mostly family.
Actually, we didn't.
To my sister in law's, and
we didn't talk politics.
Thanksgiving
so
this year instead of me and my wife doing it. Past 5 years, we hosted Thanksgiving at our house, but my sister-in-law was kind enough to host this year, and I brought some beer with me, and I had my last beer from the Sierra Nevada Fall Pack. It was a hoppy wheat, not too bad. Pretty good after being
beer.
In the fridge a while.
keep it
and
out.
And then during dinner,
make
I had...
Make beer great again.
Make beer great again. No more
Sam Adams, 20 pounds of pumpkin. Now, I know you guys aren't high on Sam Adams, but here in the East Coast, we still try it once in
it's
a while.
Right.
And
okay.
Actually, 20 pounds of pumpkin was one of the highly rated pumpkin beers this year. And I can tell you, from after having that with Thanksgiving dinner, you know what? I'm tired of pumpkin beer. I'm pumpkin beered out. So I'm certainly happy to move on.
We're
to
having
the,
this headless
the winter
hair,
Christmas
hair
beers that are
time.
Coming out with all the winter spices and stuff. So, and later on that night after we had gotten home, I had, a Coppertail Brewing out of Tampa. I had their Night Swim Stout, which is delicious. One of my favorite beers from that brewery. Really haven't tried any of their other three core brands, but I'm actually thinking of maybe getting some of those core brands and packing them up and sending them to you guys. Not sure when I can do that. I've gotten in contact with my Cigar City buddy. He's trying to arrange with somebody at the brewery to send you guys stuff. I haven't heard back from him yet, but I'm hoping I hear from him soon. Well, and I will definitely let you guys know when you guys are getting a shipment of Cigar City. So that's all I got, guys.
I won't lay him on their
side.
I got
a lot of, I had two hauls of beer from Total Wine.
Beer haul.
And I'll let
Total Wine, his
bedroom. Guys know what I got, but that's for next week. So cheers, guys. And
cheers.
Keep up the good work, boys.
Keep
Bye.
Up the good work.
Steve. Florida Steve.
And we're going to get a.
Is there any update to ours?
Wine.
Have you been over there?
Total
lately?
Wine? No, I don't. Nothing.
I wonder. I'm gonna drive by there to see what the construction.
Yeah, dude. See what's going on there.
Looks
Give
like.
Us an update, man. Come on. I mean, we need that update.
Yeah.
Got that Total Wine update now.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Maybe Florida Steve should do a. So we got Paul manning the BevMo parking lot.
Total Wine update.
Well, so Steve's in Total Wine lot.
Let us know what's happening on the East Coast.
Yeah. Well, I'll give it to, you know, we make fun of BevMo a lot, but at least they have beer, even though they keep it warm and for the most part keep it warm. And then they don't know how to, they don't know how to put together a shelving
and
organize the beer.
And also they've hired their holiday, backup crew.
Yeah.
And so now nobody knows anything.
Oh, they got people in there.
Yeah.
Oh no, I do the Ron Swanson in there, and just like I know more than you.
I know more.
Kids, don't touch me. Hi, sir. Can I help you? No,
no.
You cannot. I'm fine. Thank you.
You can try your hardest, but you will be unsuccessful.
You when I get to the register. And I can give you, you can take my money so I can legally leave here.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only thing you can help me with here.
Hello?
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 Yes.
Yes? Can we help you?
Why don't you play Try Hop or Die anymore?
Oh, no.
Why?
Why don't we play
that? That might be my favorite voicemail of the year.
Best voicemail right there.
Hello?
Hello? Why don't you play the drop that song I like anymore? You guys are dicks.
Try, hop, try, hop, try, hop, or die.
We never talk about dry hopping. There's not a, you know, you can't just play random crap. There's a science to this show. Jesus. Come on.
Hey, Perfect Court Podcast, James.
James, Bakersfield.
What's going on, guys?
Big game.
It's been a while.
Big game. What's up?
It's been too long. I finally caught up, man. I was lagging for a while and let a couple shows go by without listening to them. Usually,
what?
Podcast is my Friday morning routine at work. I drive around for about an hour or two, depending on how much you guys talk.
Or two and a half hours.
Pretty busy time of year for me, doing a lot of annual business plans with a lot of suppliers towards the end of the year, so I kind of running around crazy, but anyways, last handful of shows have been really good. Enjoy listening to your voices. Going through the last podcast right now, oddly enough, I'm on my way to beautiful Fireball, California right now.
Whoa,
it's like 8:40
the bar.
On a Tuesday. I got some business
the bar?
Up north
the bar.
Tomorrow, so I figured I'd cut the drive in half. But anyway, talking
calm,
about
man.
The bottles with the cork, always stored upright, guys.
Always store upright.
Whether it's bottle condition, whatever the thing is, you store the bottles upright.
Store upright.
Good little bit of information you guys should look up and get schooled on. But yeah, you always store bottles upright when it's beer, not wine. Different corks, just like Mr. Nick said. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later.
Whoa.
You guys be good.
But Nick was saying that they're all synthetic corks, and it doesn't matter if it's synthetic cork. If it's a non-synthetic cork, then it does matter because the cork will shrink. But
yeah.
If it's synthetic, then it's going to stay the same.
No, well, what I meant was you can stand them up without having to affect the cork.
Oh, okay. See, I was reading it as they're synthetic, lay it down, doesn't matter.
I was probably drunk and not saying it right. But yeah, so the synthetic cork means you can stand it up now.
Okay.
Means you don't have to have it on its side.
But if that goes for wine now, where?
Yeah, if wine has the same cork.
Because wine racks are always laid down. There's no like stand up wine racks.
I'm beginning to think that's kind of like a legacy thing. Like, this is how they've always done it, so we'll continue to do that, even though there's no point anymore.
Right.
Like, you lined wine
up. But it sets up right, like a wine cooler. Mm-hmm. Everything's set up to be laid on its side.
That's what I'm saying. They're just doing that because that's how they've always done that. You know, have you ever ran into that guy? You'd be like, why are you doing it like that? Uh-huh. That's the way we've always done it. And you're like, but why are you doing it like this? Well, that's the way we've... That's your answer? That's all I'm going to get out of you right now.
Yep.
Is that's the way we've always done it. You know? It's like, we have ink now. We have pens. We don't need to write in pencil all the time.
Well, I've always done it in pencil.
But we have a pen now.
I've always written in cursive. But nobody writes in cursive anymore.
We have computers now. We don't need to write in cursive anymore. So I think that's where that laying on the side thing comes from. Is that that's the way they've always done it.
Right. But my point was, I just wanted to know, and Tony Bag says, if I'm going to, you know, like Roger's saying, I'm going to put beers in the crisper, you got to lay them down.
Oh, well, that's just a matter of physics.
Like, that going to do anything to my beer if it's sitting there for a couple weeks? Lay down in the crisper,
right,
as opposed to standing up. That's the consensus we had was no.
No, not a couple weeks, no.
But were you talking about cellaring something, you don't want to lay it down.
Right. Yeah, if you're putting it in the crisper, chances are you're going to get to it in the next 36 to 72 hours.
I got some aged Bud Lights in there.
Well, that's an experiment. Laid down. That's purely for...
Purely for awesomeness.
Yeah.
No.
Because we're rad.
God, they must be terrible.
Hey, what's up, guys? Evil Circle here.
What's up, Evil Circle?
Hanging out with my buddy, Fontana Jim.
Oh.
Hey, a little update. This afternoon, I was at Stone Pasadena at their company store.
Mm.
And guess what they had on tap? A collaboration between Stone and Modern Times.
What?
It was a brown ale with coffee.
Had it.
Wasn't highly impressed with it. Really didn't have that nutty, brown taste to it. So... that's about a 3.25 star in my book, but all I could think of was it was a producer Becky beer.
Whoa.
So, yeah, she'd like it.
Another update, they did have mixtape volume 14, The Gatekeeper, which is a blend between their Russian Imperial Stout and an IPA. It's kind of hoppy, poor kind of dark, but in my book, yeah, that was about a 3.75 to 4 star. It was a pretty good beer. So I'm hanging out with my buddy Fontana Jim out here, and he brought back a California 99 Golden Ale from Tioga Sequoia.
Heard of him.
We're all drinking.
Heard of him. Had it.
And guess what? About halfway through it, you know what I thought? I think I'd rather have an 805.
Shots fired.
Might be fighting words, but I think I'd rather have an 805 in this fight.
Them's fighting words.
Love to know what you guys think about that. And
wow.
Keep up the good work.
Zing.
My first reaction is 99, but then I sit here and think, when's the last time I've had either? So that's a good question. What would I have, 805 or 99?
Oh, I would have 99.
Yeah?
Just to keep doubt.
Keep it really local?
Yeah, yeah.
Actual local?
Actual local. But yeah, Fontana Jim was in town. It was kind of, I was expecting like a voicemail. Like a live, in Fresno. Yeah.
What?
And he was in town for that Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Wow.
But I had no idea. Couldn't get out there.
Did he tweet us and I didn't see it?
Yeah. He was kind of like, hey, I'm
doing
stuff.
Hey, guys. What's your favorite salad brewer from downtown San Luis Obispo on Broad Street?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Just wanted to call, say great show last week.
Bags
did great.
You guys did great.
Oh, look at the lovely bags.
Bottle conditioning. Or no, was it?
Uh-oh. Oh, bottle here we go. Now we're going to get educated.
We recommend our bottles on their side just because
what?
Less pressure.
Wow.
Somebody had mentioned something about oxygen, like it getting oxidized too much on their side because more surface area. But if a bottle is bottle conditioned, it should be scavenging up that oxygen anyway. So there really shouldn't be much at all. But everybody's got their own theory. So if it's got a cork, I usually put it on their side. But,
interesting.
Yeah. I do listen to the show. I have missed a few episodes.
This is good.
Trying to catch up. Keep up the good work, guys. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Tyler. Tyler Libertine.
Calling from the Red Solo Cup.
Yeah, where was he? Good work, guys. Where was he?
I think he was on episode of Double Dare, and he was in the nose or something.
Make sure when you're on the Central Coast, you're in San Luis Obispo or Morro Bay, go to Libertine, have all the amazing beers, ask. See if Tyler's there.
Take a picture of the sign that says, yes, we know they're sour.
So Tyler, the expert, saying this
He's
is
saying,
Libertine comes in the
horizontal mambo.
He's saying leave him, let him lay on the sides.
Yeah.
And he knows what he's talking about.
Little STP, lay down.
That's rat, lay down.
Lay me down. Oh, it is.
Lay it down. I'm just saying. Lay if that's what you're down. Referring.
Lay it down.
Lay it down.
Rat and roll.
Yeah. Rat and roll, baby.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
We definitely can.
Skyderby. So, I'm really excited about Chew Your Beer.
Is this two or three for Skyderby?
So, I'm not going to sing the song again, though.
Definitely but two. Might be three.
What we're going to do...
I think it's two.
When he gets to town, well, what? Maybe not right when he gets here, but
what?
On Saturday,
what
the morning,
are you gonna do?
Me, Chew, and Steven, Zach, and you guys are invited too.
Aww.
Not gonna show up or not, though. So. We're gonna brew. Can you guess what we're gonna brew?
What?
Take a guess.
Come
on.
Chocotazo.
Stay with me now. Guess what beer we're going to brew with you? Give up?
Not Laverne and Squirtly.
Yeah. You probably
do not do that.
Chocotazo.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the old.
Oh.
Yeah. Serious stuff there. And we can't make 30 gallons like he did because it's all grain takes up way too much room. So we're doing 10 gallons. But yeah, that's pretty exciting stuff, okay? Even if you don't think so, I think it is.
That's exciting, bro.
But anyway,
bro.
I just wanted to share that because I'm
Chubia's
I'm like
bring
shitting my pants with joy about it. Really. I think I got my defense
joy
on.
Shits.
Well, anyway,
to the joy shits.
Come Friday!
Live Chocotazo Brewing happening Saturday at Zach's Brewing.
I love how that song is equal parts metal and hip hop.
Hey guys, it's Matt Tacoma. Just moved my girlfriend up here from Dallas, Texas. It's only been 4 months, but
What's
I've
up,
been
Matt?
In Tacoma. I'll say hi.
Hello. That sounded fake.
In this cold ass weather, we might be smoking cigarettes. We might not be. You decide.
It's me.
Anyway,
your girlfriend.
Yeah, my other phone. Shut up. We're over here, dude. We just got back from the Seven Seas Brewery downtown Tacoma. Been their tap room in downtown Tacoma for 3 months. It is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. If you get a chance to go up to the Northwest, I highly recommend hitting it up. Beautiful, and they got good beer. Good IPAs. try the parrot. It's delicious. So currently we're at engine number 9. The only Belgian beer in town, man. I love Belgian beers. I know you Californians are, you frown upon it. You like the Californian ale. Yada, yada.
I love no California flavor. Ale.
Come on. Let the yeast play its part, guys. Do this.
Shut Do up, somebody. Yeast.
Anyways, I got, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Fremont, but these guys have 2 bottles of Fremont B-Bomb just got released Saturday. They only want $6 more. $26.
I can get you plenty for $12.
I'm buying. Talk to me. What do you got? Don't talk to me. You don't got nothing. Anyway. I love what you guys are doing. I loved all the great guests on the anniversary episode. Like,
oh, yeah, that guy was good.
That was great guest. Great guest. Sorry. But, yeah, shout out to Tony Baggs. Bring the fire.
Tony Baggs.
More people argue with Tony Baggs, though. Tony Baggs should have a counterpart like Crossfire or something.
You know Crossfire. Tony Baggs. We're silent.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Matt in Tacoma.
Perfect Pour Podcast. It's the Bearded Brewer.
Oh.
Hope you guys are having a good show.
Who?
I'm sorry that I'm not there this week.
Bearded Brewer, 87.
Probably already discussed this. Yes, I'm going to listen to the show to hear where you guys made fun of me.
Oh, now he's going to
make up the excuse why I'm not there. I do plan on being back next week. Some binge hot drinking. I'm currently sipping on a City of the Sun, and I enjoy
what?
It. I agree with Jason.
That'd be nice to have on the show.
It is not a Northeastern like they say it is, but it is a West Coast drinkable beer. Leave it that. Out and about last week, I had a Fulton Street at Spokeasy, Graveyards, both on draft at Spokeasy.
On draft.
Thanksgiving, the cousin Dan brought out a San Francisco IPA.
Who's this Dan, Nick?
Almanac six-pack. Was not upset by that. Finished off my six-pack of Oscar Blues IPA, which was good. Cousin Steven also was out there. He brought me an Alvarado Pilsner.
Zach's
Alvarado
Blues.
Street Brewing Pilsner. Beautiful. I think the brother brought out a Rye Porter, or somebody brought out the Rye Porter from Modern Times. Enjoyed that beer. My only cheers this week, so screw you guys. My only cheers is to one person. Is T. Ruggs, Travis out of Pennsylvania. So cheers to him finding me on Untappd and adding me. And hope the rest of the show goes good for you guys. I'll be back next
week.
We'll see. Put my essence on it again. See you guys. Bye.
Give us somebody the tangent, damn it. It's real hard to tangent ourselves, man.
We're just in a constant tangent flux.
Yeah.
How could we?
I don't know how to tangent Nick. I don't know how to do it.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
I cannot be tangented.
Well, hopefully we'll have Bearded Brewer back. Whatever next week's show is going to be like, whether it's going to be a normal show or whether it's going to be a Chew Your Beer show takeover. I don't know.
We don't know, eh?
We don't know.
That was terrible. Sorry.
Come on, man. All right. Well, we got one more voicemail, but
first. Ooh, you snuck one in on me.
Snuck it in. This isn't a new to the show beer. We've had this one before, so it's kind of boring.
I love gold.
That's kind of boring. I'm bored already.
Melvin IPA from Melvin Brewing out there in the Wyomings.
Walmart's competition.
Yeah. Big
Walmart beer. Walmart beer.
Nope.
We bought the Wyoming.
Melvin's Sip Brandy Brown.
Oh, we brought Melvin.
So, that's what. It's been in there like a month, and this is
super fresh.
It's smelling fresh.
Freshies.
Oh, man. That's good. Coming off this pumpkin beer. Tasting nice. Last voicemail of the episode.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jam.
Whoa.
Woo.
Well, I made
that
it
was Rammy.
Rammy.
Last weekend. Got to see Bearded Brewer Matt. Hope
my
deposit made its way into the show this week.
What?
Cheers, by the way, guys.
No.
Wanted to make a friendly observation.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
You guys have been...
We're going to get ripped up.
Also yep. Doing good work, guys.
We're going to... We're gonna get
I think you've been slacking off on that 2-hour limit. I think what you need is a guest. Every
we did
week.
It plus 2 hours,
Mikey. But you see, when you guys have a guest in, you're always over that 2 hour.
Yep. No problem.
Yep.
When Bearded Brewer Matt wasn't there, you guys were a good 10 minutes under the 2 hour limit.
Yep. That's right.
That's what
so
happens.
I think you guys are
guess what?
Worth
it's going to happen again.
40 minutes apiece, plus the voicemails, maybe a little bit of
breaking it down,
and, reviews of the week. Yeah, I think you need to have regular guests because you don't want to get Bells lazy and get under that 2 minutes all the time.
Ooh.
Which brings me to another point. Hey, Bells.
Uh-oh, Bells, listen up.
You know, if 2 hours is too long, you just hit the little button on your podcast thing and listen to it at 1.5 speed. It talks a little faster, works a little faster, and the podcast ends a little faster.
We sound really good on 1 2/4.
Anyways, guys, hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving.
1 1/4.
One and a quarter.
And cheers. Keep the good work.
Cheers.
Also known as 1.5.
Yeah, also known. 1 1/4 speed, or 1/4 speed, whatever.
Right. No, it's just.
A quarter sped up. No, I said it wrong.
I know, but who, what, whenever would you say that? Never
mind. I don't know.
I liked it, is what I was saying. I'm going to work that into my everyday jargon, see if anybody notices. You see, it's 1 2/4.
1 2/4 speed, see? No, I'll listen back to this sometimes at 1 1/4 speed.
Yeah?
It sounds solid. Sounds solid at 1 1/4.
I can't get my head around that yet.
Well, normal speed sounds terrible. We're terrible.
We're terrible.
Terrible.
Always go 1 1/4. Whew. That was less painful than I thought.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
thanks for all the voicemails, guys. 559-492-0542. If you think he could do better, then go ahead and do it. What the hell is next?
How about that?
Yeah, what do you think of this Melvin?
Nice. Very nicely
it's
done.
Nice.
It's nice for an East Coast
it's
pale.
Just nice. East Coast being on the other side of the Rockies.
Mm. That's right. We gerrymandered these lines to for our benefit.
Well, it's time for
stalling.
Time for to try and get under 2 hours since we don't have guests. I'm not. I'll admit it. I'll say it right now.
Looking out for.
Let's wait for this.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
I'll say this, that I'm not a huge proponent of guests. To be honest, I like the core, the three of us. Just doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
And guests come on, that's cool. And I get that the listeners like guests, and having people on is always fun. I've never not liked anybody we've had on the show. Everybody that's come on the show, I've liked. I really.
Well, there was that one guy.
Well, there's that one dude. You know what I'm talking about.
You know who you are.
And they're always fun to kind of change up the show a little bit and, kind of wake it up, I guess, sometimes. But personally, I don't ever search out for like having guests on. So, you know, all the guests come on and say, I want to be on. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool.
It's usually because I cave.
No, it's just like a general, like everyone's just like, yeah, okay. And it's cool and it's fun and it usually works out great. And they usually make for good shows, but I'm usually content with just us. And as a podcast avid listener, I usually like the core, whoever it is. I usually kind of have some disdain for the get, like whoever comes in.
No. Not like, up to par.
This person, like sometimes they're cool. And sometimes I guess I'm just not even talking about beer podcasts. I'm talking about like regular podcasts. Sometimes the guests are cool, but other times I'm just like, This guy's ruining the show. I want to hear the hosts, you know. That's just kind of where I come from, but I do enjoy the guest. When we do like two or three episodes straight where it's just us, I actually am like waiting, like, okay, we need a guest. We need some guests here. So
I see.
I am. You got to look out for the listener, because I think the listener does. I think Fontana Jim's might speak for a large part of the listenership where there's like, it's fun to have guests in. So. The show, it's a listener show. It's not our show. It's a listener show. And I always want to have the show be the best it can be for whoever's listening. So
definitely.
We will always have guests. That's not going to be a thing we won't have, regardless of, even if I don't like it or don't like it, doesn't matter. Some beers to look out for. New Glory, the Sacramento brewer that's new to town here.
Yeah, kind of making a wave, huh?
They're making a wave. They got a new one called, well, new to us anyway, a double IPA called Listen Up, made with primarily Citra hops and 8%. It's got a cool-ass can. Mm. It's got all these musical instruments in it.
Ooh,
so it's
like
a label buy / I want to try because it's an all-Citra double. I mean, you know. We just had the ultimate Citra double last week. So that's looking out for Rip Current, San Diego Brewer Rip Current. I believe this is their first time packaging anything. A Lupulin Lust double IPA. Definitely first time in cans. I'm not completely sure about Rip Current, but pretty sure it's the first time they're packaging something. It's a Citra, Simcoe, and Centennial IPA, double IPA. That's an 8.3. And they're coming out in six-pack cans. And the art has girls and bikinis with surfboards. So pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
You can't get better.
So Tuesday, as they call it.
Oh, yeah. If you're Tyler, probably.
Damn it. Why is it so goddamn cool to be Tyler?
Because it is. Get the surf and brew beer all day. What the hell better? I mean, seriously, I can't think of anything better.
Right.
I actually might just cut out the brewing beer part and just be like surfing and drinking.
And drinking.
But still, that's pretty damn good.
Research. We call this research.
Beechwood. I think I've mentioned this before, but I don't think I mentioned the whole thing. The invasive species. I saw that before, thinking it was just a beer in itself, but it's a variety four pack, and it has an American IPA, a grapefruit IPA, a habanero IPA, and a mango IPA, all from Beechwood, in a four pack called Invasive Species.
Hmm.
Holy shit!
Yep.
Jesus.
Ballast Point Killer.
Yeah, that's an invasive species. It's going to kill all the Ballast Point fish. Modern Times, Bearded Brewer mentioned it, City of the Sun. I need to have it, apparently. Apparently it's good. Bearded Brewer is having it. We're not there. We're here, podcasting. Another Modern Times for December, the Mega Fortunate Islands. Another double IPA, hoppy, tropical, mango, and tangerine. That is a looking out for sure. I'm assuming we'll see that here, being we're a Modern time city.
That's right.
And I'm still looking out for that damn El Segundo. Ha ha!
Ooh.
Nelson Simpson inspired beer.
Yep, yep, yep.
Still haven't seen it, even though we're in El Segundo town. Although, I haven't seen a new one for a little bit. You know, sometimes we'll have those ones where they'll kind of trade out. Like, they'll get a new thing in town, like New Glory, and then something goes away. It kind of quietly goes away. I'm worried that El Segundo
might. Oh, you think that was a trade-off?
Maybe. I'm a little worried. Is there anything you're looking out for, Nick?
That's Randy's fault if the El Segundo.
Yeah, we're going to blame Randy.
Yeah.
Blame him hardcore.
As heard on 3B Zine podcast.
Ooh, 3B Zine.
Carl Strauss, their holiday, their seasonal holiday beer is out, or will be coming out, hopefully soon. The Seven Sharks A Circling Imperial Smoked Porter from Carl Strauss, if I didn't say that already.
I haven't seen that.
It might not be out yet. I think they kind of got a preview, a little advanced copy, if you will, from some friends in the industry, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
So, industry friends.
Last year was six, I don't know. They're doing a beer every year till they get to 12 years. A beer
every year.
And so this year is seven. So this year is the Seven Sharks A Circling. But I've been looking for a replacement smoked porter since Stone stopped doing theirs.
Oh, okay.
And I think this might be pretty damn tasty.
Found it.
Yeah. They describe it as a bonfire smokiness in your mouth. Bonfire-like smoking.
Mmm, bonfire.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to try that.
Scotch. Rather smooth.
What else? You gotta be looking out for something else, man. Come on.
Oh, do I?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you haven't had them all, have you?
Yeah, I've had all the beers. Oh, okay.
Had all the beers.
That is the only one I have written down.
You look like, wait, there's supposed to be another one.
There was supposed to be another one. There's
supposed to be another one. Who took my stuff?
It might have got written down somewhere else in my notes.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Shut up and open
another beer. Ooh, he's going for Mikey's grabbing for the bottle.
I'm grabbing it. I'm grabbing it, honey.
Grabbed it by the
honey,
husk.
I'm going to grab it.
He grabbed it by the husk. Ooh. I love gold.
Oh, isn't that weird?
I love gold.
We have so many glasses tonight, just the two of us. Oh, you can tell. Educated listener could tell that wasn't an IPA. That was a stout. This is one we've had one before, but this is the second bottle. I know one we bought and one we got donated. So I apologize. I can't remember who donated this now. Usually we try to write on the bottle who donated it.
So obviously this is the one we bought.
So this might be the one we bought then. This is the Stone Woot Hoot Stout. This is that one they do every year with Will Wheaton and Greg Kocock, that Stone dude. And this one has Duke Curtis on it, and it's the label with, it's got the Stone Gargoyle dude, and then it's got like a version of Will Wheaton kind of being Han Solo, and it's got Duke Curtis kind of being Obi-Wan, and it's got Greg Koch kind of being Chewbacca. Yeah, Rogue One about to come out.
Ooh. So, Rogue One. There's no evidence of Jedi yet.
Star Wars. Oh, there's a force sensitive guy that may not be officially
he's
a Jedi.
Force sensitive.
The guy that's got the cane and he's blind. That guy.
So that's like you're not lactose.
That guy's
intolerant.
Jedi sensitive.
You're not lactose intolerant. You're lactose sensitive.
Yeah. So I don't know that I don't think he's a full blown Jedi, but he's force sensitive and has force abilities.
But this is mostly
Jedi abilities.
The dark side.
This is about the band of rebels that stole that try to steal the Death Star plans. Who knows if they'll be able to do it? We know they did it.
Oh yeah. Oh really?
A New Hope is basically
spoiler alert.
Yeah. They stole the Death Star plans.
How do you know?
Sorry. I figured that out.
Premonition.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all in the future.
Mom, I'm ready for that shit. Woo! Woot stout.
Woot.
Woot. This is sweet. Wait. Man.
Wow. It's
supposed to be this sweet?
That's like syrup.
Should have calmed down, or maybe it's...
Is there sugar in syrup? Then yes.
Hmm. Wow. Not sure. It seems like I remember this being different when we had it before.
I don't remember this. This is sweet molasses.
Man. We got a bum bottle, I think.
We got bummed.
You bums.
Open up your Untappd. Follow along.
It's open.
I am Dorktown. Dorktown on Untappd. Blah, 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 blah. That's my Untappd handle. I would appreciate it if you would friend me on Untappd. If you're not on Untappd, why aren't you on Untappd? This would be one of the better apps on your smartphone.
We don't know.
It's fun. You get to check in the beers. And you get to have a little social community of beer, like-minded craft beer drinkers. Why would you not be on that?
And the occasional douche.
And once in a while, there's a douche, I guess. There's a douche in everything.
Yeah. That comment goes beyond beer, there's sir.
Douches like to get up into everything.
Yeah.
Like to get up there and clean house.
What do you like in life? There's a douche for it.
There's a douche for it. Well, I was caught drinking at Dust Bowl Brewing in Turlock, California.
The Say new, what?
The new brewery.
Ooh, you went restaurant. To the new one.
The new one. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, I got a tour from one of the brewers, Cannon. He is my best friend's nephew-in-law, Missy's nephew. Kenan, and got to hang out with him, have lunch. He took us on a full-on tour. I don't think they give tours at Dust Bowl, so I think he just did it because, you know, family and stuff, and nice. Perfect Pour, you know.
Yeah.
We talked about the Perfect Pour a little bit, and he gave us a full tour of the facility.
Meaning you told awesome. Him about it, and he never asked.
He was like, huh? What?
So I'm on the Perfect Pour.
He's like, what?
So anyways, we clean these pour. Fermenters.
So anyway, here's the keg room. I don't know what he's talking about. So yeah, pretty impressive facility.
Wow.
I highly recommend it if you're going up the 99.
Icarimed it.
Make sure to turn off good food, good beer, cool place. They got a lot of outside space. If you like to hang out in the outside space at a brewery.
Ah.
They got it.
Nah.
They got this huge field of almond husk, like Ooh. Almond shells. They just, you know, made it the ground almond shells, and they made it into like a frisbee football field, basically. Wow. You just play frisbee on. Then they got this huge grass base, all kinds of cornhole for days, people. All the cornhole you want, you can imagine, is at this Dust Bowl. They got the giant. The giant Connect Four.
Oh yeah!
Because every beer garden has to have that a is giant the latest, Connect Four.
That's the latest.
If
game.
You can't play giant Connect Four, get the hell out. That's I mean, right. I hope Pine and Palm has a giant Connect Four.
Ooh, not yet.
Well,
I can see one in their future though.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
get that giant Connect Four.
He's on the starter kit, so he's got giant Jenga.
Starter kit brewery.
Yeah,
giant Jenga. Oh, he's got the giant Jenga.
Giant Jenga is okay. In place. Cornhole's okay. In place.
Cornhole. Gotta have cornhole.
Yeah. So I think Giant Connect 4 is
Giant
next
Connect 4 is next.
Well, you know.
Yeah, where do you get these? Where are these breweries getting these Giant Connect 4s? Who the fuck makes Giant Connect 4s? Did they just make them specially for breweries? the country has about 1,000 breweries. And tap rooms, we got to make about 1,000 Connect 4s. Giant Connect 4s.
Amazon has a secret page for breweries of giant.
There's a dark internet for fucking Connect 4s.
Yeah, giant insert traditional game here.
We get a giantsizeboards.com.
Giant shoots and letters.
Yes.
Giant
sorry, dude.
Giant sorry.
We're a big sorry family. I grew up playing sorry.
Giant clue.
Producer Becky grew up playing sorry. We now have our child in the sorry. Like, nice. We're a big sorry. Like, hardcore. Like,
we're the sorry family.
Oh, yeah. We're the sorry family.
We're the sorry
yeah. family. To challenge us in sorry, but we'll fucking own you. Producer Becky's got all because there's some nuances to Sorry. If you played it enough, you know there's nuances there. Ooh. Producer Becky's got them all down.
Damn it.
She can own you in Sorry. Oh,
okay. See, my wife's all about the Uno, so I don't know if they make giant Uno.
Yeah. I need to get I'll get into it. Uno? Yahtzee and Sorry, nice. Man. We're big Yahtzee people growing up.
I want giant mousetrap, aka Double Dare.
Yeah, yes. Oh, see, I don't think the insurance would.
Nah, insurance. Somebody would die. Like, somebody would die.
They're like, "What? You got a giant mousetrap? Oh yeah, it's awesome.
It's perfect.
Yeah, we're not going to insure you. Sir. Yeah,
you're
damn
done.
It. You're done. You're done. Well, there was that excellent Dust Bowl, and Ken and Tuck is back to the OG Dust Bowl facility in an industrial park.
On Dust Bowl.
Yeah, we went to two different locations, and we went to the old place where it now is their sort of their test batch facility. And Kenan has his own beer, and oh my god! And there's a double one that it was in the fermenter. He let us try some out of the fermenter. Oh man, it's gonna kick ass! Nice. It tasted amazing out of the fucking warm fermenter. And it wasn't even quite done yet, and this thing tasted amazing.
See, that's the scary part. There's still a slight chance they could screw it up.
I don't think they're going to screw this up. So. Probably not. Well, I will alert of the valley to this once it's out, because it's going to kick some butt. And Ken's beer was knowledge. Tasting really good, too. What else? What else did I do? I started getting back in the swing of things, being not as sick. That is sick. I went to Yard House. I think they're about to switch over, because every 6 months they refresh the taps and nice. get something new in there and
Freshies.
Stuff. I think they're right at the point of doing that because they're out of a lot of stuff. But I had a Rogue Farms Wet Hop. Rogue Farms Wet Hop Ale.
Wow. There's a beer we haven't
had in a while. Wet Hop Ale, yeah. And that was fun.
I haven't had any Rogue in a while.
Had Alpine Duet there.
Yeah.
We've had some old Panic IPA from Track 7.
Is that aged?
Aged Panic IPA. Sorry, yeah. I had a Black House.
What?
Yeah. Just willingly chose to have a Black House.
Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, stout. I stouted up. It's winter now. I stouted it up. Oh, stouted it out loud.
I think something's wrong with you.
So there. That was, yeah, well, something is wrong with me.
Stouted
it out
have
loud. To, didn't have to do with my beer choices.
Did you shout that out in the bar?
Yep.
You're like, sir, what would you like to go next? Stouted
out loud. That's what I did.
One Modern Times coming right up, sir.
Yeah, you better know what that is. Better know what the hell I'm talking about. Jesus. All right. What have you been caught drinking, Nick?
Oh, man. We will dub this holiday the day to be thankful for barrel-aged beers.
Oh, you barrel-aged it.
Oh, man, we did. So, yeah, going back to the whole family coming over and, you know, that awkward thing where do you show them good beer and they not like it, or do you just bring regular beer? And
yeah, do you risk bringing good beer and they just, like, waste it away?
Yeah.
Or do you really try hard to convert them?
I am thankful my family kicks ass because Ooh. We had some good beers. And it was funny because they just brought them and gave no fucks. Like, they're like... drink it or don't. We don't care. We just don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah. You could drink this, or you could drink water.
It's going to sit there.
Yeah.
Drink it or don't.
So we did have the Haunted Stars, the Rye Porter.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious about that.
Yeah. That was kind of a roller coaster Modern of emotion times. For me.
This is a roller coaster of emotion.
Well, because that's the beer I was worried about. And then Paul from Fairfax had called in and said, no, don't worry about it. It's all right. But then I had
okay.
it.
Hey, you can have it, guys.
I actually brought it, and Steven brought it too.
Oh.
Zach Spring.
Zach Spring, look for
so
it.
So I'm not sure who's
2017
we opened, but one of us brought it and we opened it and it was okay. It wasn't, socks were still on.
Yeah. Did not need the socks.
So I don't know if it was that it's like, okay, is it modern times? Did I build it up too much? Because modern times never does wrong.
Yeah.
Or was it just a not desirable beer? I don't know what happened. Something happened. But then we went on to Firestone Walker's 20th anniversary beer.
Ooh.
Getting serious. Yeah, nice beer. I mixed up my notes. Sorry. So yeah, Thanksgiving was good. A lot of big beers, a lot of barrel aged beers. But then also we got together day after Thanksgiving was barrel aged Norwal time.
Oh,
did
Black Friday is Norwal Day?
Yeah,
for you guys.
So we did the red wine barrel.
Ooh,
barrel aged Norwal. That was good. The bourbon barrel aged Norwal is still better.
Okay.
But the red wine barrel is still nice. Hmm. I would definitely try it if you find it and have an extra $20 on you.
Yeah, what the hell not? What else are you going to spend it on?
Brewery Rebellion.
Brewery?
The ones that did the breakfast cereal beer. They had the cereal.
Had it.
They had the cereal in the wax.
We've had it on the show.
So they do another one this year that's called the John Paul Jones, which is why I bought it.
Does it have drum pieces on it?
It should have.
Drumstick pieces on the wax?
This was the white chocolate raspberry stout. And that was kind of disappointing. Terrible. Yeah, it was almost good. It was so damn close to being good, but the raspberry was like a little too over the top. Like
raspberries over the top.
We were debating if it was an extract beer or if it was a real raspberry beer.
Probably extract.
Nerd then. Stuff, I know, but the raspberry was just a little too harsh for it to work. Oh, okay, so here we go. Back to Thanksgiving. We did the Bike Dog Milk Stout and the Bike Dog Mosaic Pale Ale.
Ooh.
Both good
beers.
Was
that a fresh one?
Those are fresh. Steven brought those back from the northern central coast.
Yes, okay. Oh, they have Bike Dog on the north central.
Yeah, they went to Santa Monterey. Cruz or something? They went to Monterey, yeah. Okay. And they found a bottle shop that had a couple Bike Dogs in stock. Also at Thanksgiving, we had Zach's Brewing's Coffee Stout, which is really, really tasty.
Oh, hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Look out for the future of Fresno, man.
And the latest rendition of the Blue Cheese IPA. He did.
He's still trying out the Blue Cheese IPA.
He is. He's going to work that one out until it hits.
They opened up a tap room someday. They have that on tap. They better be there.
So he did three different versions of the blue cheese. He did straight blue cheese.
Blue cheese variants.
He did double dry hop blue cheese.
Yeah.
Or maybe just dry hop.
Of course. Yeah.
And then he did dry hopped with blue cheese. So instead of putting extra hops in it, he put extra blue cheese in it.
Yeah. Because that's needed.
Hey, well, why not? What else are you gonna do?
If you're going to name your beer after something, that better be in there. And he's making sure the blue cheese is in there.
He's making sure it gets some.
We talk about this all the time, you know. You're going to name your beer. If the ingredient is going to be in the beer name, you better fucking taste it.
Oh, okay. So you think, yeah. You want to taste what the beer is named after. Yeah. So like this guava one we had earlier.
Right. I better taste guava. Just like the one we had last week that Roger was like, no. We had the sweet potato?
Right.
Pie,
yeah.
And it tasted, boom, it was nailed it.
Nailed it.
And he's like, hey, just because it nails what the name says doesn't mean it's good beer. And I was like, I kind of think it does. You're going to name it.
I think it does.
You're going to name it something and it tastes just like the name. It's good beer.
And so to finish this off, another really tasty beer from Alvarado Street, the Tayberry Goza.
Tayberry?
Yeah, I have no idea what a Tayberry was, but man, it works in a goes.
Ah.
That was a really, really good beer. They actually, it's funny, they label it as a goza, but on the bottle it said sour ale, so I'm not quite sure where it falls in that. It was really light, more goza.
Yeah-esque. Sort of in between a sour and a goes. And
but, man, that was a really good beer. Alvarado Street's killing it.
Yeah, they are.
And they're doing cans now, too, which is nice. You're not stuck going to the brewery.
We'll take some. Yeah. Alvarado Street, you want to send us some? Well, that is our Bincots.
Yeah.
What is left now, bro?
Cheese.
Queso.
Queso's good. That wasn't a double pedal there.
No.
That was single pedal.
Single. Double footing it. Double clutching it. Although ever since Matt pointed that out.
That woke up Louis the lab here.
The bass guitar is very Beatlesque. I will give that.
It's very Paul.
Very Paul.
He's got a very Paul style.
Very bouncy.
Paul has a Paul style. Cheers. Well, a big cheers this week. We have a new golden god.
No friggin' way.
A new golden god has entered the fold. Larry Souza.
What?
On Twitter at R8RFan34. He's a Raider fan, Larry.
Oh.
Larry, football. Big cheers to you, sir. Thank you for becoming a golden god and donating to the show. If you don't know what a golden god is the folks that donate to the show. I even think people that donate beer to the show are golden gods. Doesn't necessarily have to be on our Patreon, but our Patreon is pretty damn cool. Patreon is a website that facilitates artists getting money from their fans, listeners, whatever it is. It's not just podcast people. There's like artists on there, YouTubers, musicians, all kinds of people. This is kind of a website that helps kind of be a facilitator for donating money. And we have one on there, patreon.com/perfectpour. And Larry is our newest one. $5 or more, you donate to the show. We take that money. We buy beer or buy stuff for the show. We're going to buy a case of stickers with our Patreon money. That's what's up next. And occasionally buy beer with it. And so thank you. Thank you, Larry, for being our newest patron and all the golden gods, man. It's hella appreciated. They do get a little bit of extra audio, a little bit more extra than you, the regular listener, does. So if you'd like to be that, check it out.
Yes.
Cheers to Ken and obviously Brewer at Dust Bowl for the private tour and just being an awesome dude. Cheers. Make sure to check out Soride Sudsmas if you're in San Diego. Trying to raise money. Brian's trying to raise money. Every year he's doing this. Every holiday, basically. I think he did it in Thanksgiving. He's doing it again, getting food donations and trying to break his record. So look up Soride Sudsmas. Go to it. Support it. 3B Zine and SD Beer Talk are going to be there. If you're one of our San Diego listeners, make sure to go to Soride Sudsmas. Hang out with all the cool podcast beer people. Cheers to WFOD, a.k.a. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Oh, really?
I tweeted, they're another podcaster. They're not beer podcasters. They're just kind of hang out variety show, fun podcasters. We reference them on Dorktown once in a while. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I tried to tweet at Guitar Center using our John character as like just saying like it's hoping they would come back at us so I could give something for the show. Just like, hey, you let John get on the PA all he wants. He's hella entertaining on the PA. And just hoping that Guitar Center would reply back with something just so we could talk about it. But they didn't. But
they have
but,
no clue.
But Wheelbarrow did. And it kind of acted like he knew what we were talking about. So that maybe they actually listened. I didn't think Wheelbarrow WFOD listened to us. So maybe it seemed like they were in on the joke. So
wow, nice.
That deserves a cheers, damn it.
Yeah.
And everybody that listens to the show and talks about us, promotes, helps us promote the show. Word of mouth is the number one way that this show gets out there to everyone. So if you could pass that along to your beer friends that listen to the Perf War, become part of this community. We're trying to build up, doing it for over 4 years now. We're not going to stop, no matter it's under 2 hours, over 2 hours, guess, no guess, three of us, two of us, doesn't matter. We're going to keep cranking it, bro.
Let's just hope it doesn't go solo.
Yeah, let's not get that bad. Yeah. Then we might have to pack it in.
Yeah.
You got any cheers?
Got some cheers. Nick. Cheers to Lumber Jose for his nudist.
Oh, yeah.
Nudist?
His nudist post on...
His nudist post on porchdrinking.com.
Porchdrinking.com.
Go search that out.
Hey, yeah.
Do that right now.
I'll take a look at whatever Lumber Jose's got going on.
He's looking at the brown. He likes,
oh, brown beer.
He
okay.
likes the brown, apparently.
Hey, who doesn't?
You know what I mean?
Who doesn't?
I don't know. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
We want to know who doesn't.
Dumb people.
Yeah. Cheers to Zach's Brewing for the foggy. Foggy. The
hey,
Plan
that,
A.
Oh, foggy IPA.
The foggy IPA.
See, that's what we call. You just stumbled into it, Nick.
Yes.
We don't call them New England beers.
Oh,
we
no.
call them foggy.
Foggy IPAs.
Oh,
West Coast style.
I love
foggy
when we
when we
coin shit on the
That's
show.
Right.
We just did it and just stepped into it. Foggy IPAs.
It's a foggy IPA.
Instead of New England
That's
beers,
right.
when we make them here in Central California, they're called, or
it's
you know,
foggy.
Bay Area can claim it too. They
yeah.
got fog.
Yeah.
Foggy
well,
IPAs.
Know, they ain't got no Thule fog.
Our New England stuff. Yeah, we got the Thule fog.
Yeah. Now what, baby?
Yeah, we stack it up on 99.
We stack it up. We put fog in our fog.
Yep. Yep. Foggy IPAs.
Foggy IPAs.
Did you hear that? Zach's Brewing, did you hear that? Pine and
IPA.
Palm. Foggy. Or Tioga. You know, they got a little bit more corporate structure at Tioga.
They're still there?
They got a you know, a lot of checks and balances.
Yeah.
A lot of people to go through.
A committee to bounce names.
Pine and Palm and Zach's Brewing, they can just name it. Boom.
Yeah.
Right off the, they don't have to go through a committee. And there's no board.
They'll change it in the middle of you ordering it.
Right. They're like, no, wait. This is called Foggy. This is a Foggy IPA. I thought I was ordering in New England. Nope. Foggy IPA. So there we go.
Foggy IPA.
I want that to happen. Foggy IPAs.
The foggy.
Those are the cloudy New England
nice.
Style IPAs in the Central California.
West
we call
Coast.
Them foggy. West Coast. Well, yeah, let the whole West Coast have it. That's fine. Foggy IPAs. Well,
the good thing is, you know, it's only west of the Rockies.
Right. That's only.
That's the only thing. The
only thing that matters.
That's right. So.
FIPAs. FIPAs. Foggy IPAs.
Ooh, I like that.
A FIPA.
Give me a FIPA.
You guys got any FIPAs?
You got any good FIPAs?
If they didn't look at you confused, walk the fuck out of
That's
there.
That's right. That's right, Toronto.
Yeah. 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 You just
We're walking out on you
turn
now.
It around on San Francisco, Toronto. Oh, I want to go in there and just out asshole them.
Outsmug them?
Yeah, out smug them.
Yeah.
You got any FIPAs? I don't know what that is, man. And you're already at
walk out. Pay for a beer and then walk out.
Yep. Pay for it and then walk out.
Then walk
Show
out.
You.
show you, motherfucker.
That's right. Cheers to Coffee and Comics.
Coffee and Comics. Oh.
They're Instagrammers.
I like that. I think I've seen them.
Both good things.
Coffee and Comics is a good thing.
Cheers to brewery name of the episode.
Oh, here we go.
Lincoln's Beard Brewing.
Ah, nice.
47
that
beers.
That sounds
ago.
Like a Twitter account, Lincoln's Beard.
Yeah. So I'm hoping one of our Florida correspondents, a.k.a. Florida Steve or Y-Rock, can call in and tell us yay or nay on this brewery. But Lincoln's Beard Brewing, epic name. Cheers to Alternate Ego. You know how we have our standard issue, and then we have the alternate.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had the Bearded Brewer, and then we've had the other bearded brewer.
There's the unbearded brewer.
The
I've
unbearded
seen that
brewer,
guy.
That's what it was.
I've seen that guy.
So we have Captain of Craft.
Yep.
Pita Kebab Zone Captain.
Yeah.
Now we have the Craft Captain.
Oh, we've got to change it up.
Who will win?
Who will win in awesomeness?
Yes.
We need Instagram
one of those March Madness.
yeah, tournament brackets.
Yeah, brackets.
We'll have to do the played out thing of having our brackets in March.
And also new untappers, Ed799, T-Regs, and CL Brew, all untappers.
Yeah. Cheers. Ah. There we are.
And that's an episode.
That's a show. We made 2 hours.
No price checks either.
Damn it.
Sorry, John.
Cyber Monday? Black Friday?
No price checks on Cyber Monday, John.
You didn't go to Guitar Center this over...
I didn't. But we did buy a drum set.
Oh.
It's okay. A drum set was bought.
You brought it. Wait. Who bought a drum set?
We're getting my nephew into drums.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be a drummer.
Yeah? Oh, you're pushing him.
Pushing.
Oh, so he's not going to be a musician then?
Oh!
drummer humor! Oh! Drum humor!
Ah! Ooh.
Oh,
that hurt. Hurts. Hurts donut.
Hurts donut.
Hurts donut.
Well, there we go. That's a show, eh?
How much is that Fender?
What was your favorite beer you had this week?
Mmm.
On the show this week?
You mean besides the Plan A?
Plan A. I like it. I'm gonna agree with that. I know it's a little Homer.
Yeah.
Homer pick, but I'm gonna agree with that.
That Coronado was pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty not bad.
Coronado Mango Tropical IPA. Not bad. That Second Chance sees a coffee.
Yeah, nice. It's
very good.
Nice. It's retaining its properties very well.
The Woot Stout didn't work. Something's wrong with it.
Yeah, it's a little sweet.
I don't know.
This is ready for some breakfast pancakes.
That Headless Heron was solid.
Nice beer.
You like pumpkin at all? That was very good.
Yeah. Melvin holding up too.
Melvin held up very well. All right. Great job. Great week. Thanks everybody for listening.
Out?
Yeah. Bearded Brewer.
Yeah.
Stop hurting yourself. Take it easy, man. Those crazy nights out. At Perfect Pour Pod on all social media. That's where we're at. If you want to follow me on Snapchat, TrenchRun22.
Nice.
We have other podcasts. You can listen to Dorktown. That's a comedy podcast.
Please do.
I'm on there with Bells. And you know,
if you really want
Chew might be on the next one. I don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah, if you really like your Fresno, Flowing with Famous
is where
that's
it's
another
at.
Podcast you gotta oh listen to if you're from Fresno. Oh yeah. My gosh.
That's the podcast. So I hear people when they listen to podcasts that they tend to yell at the podcast as if they're in the room with them.
Yeah.
That's the podcast I yell at.
Uh-oh.
Going, you guys, I have the answer to that question.
Oh, damn it. We're so clueless.
Yeah.
Damn it. And get off my podcast, Harrison Ford Podcast.
Nice.
All Harrison Ford, bro.
all the time.
Listen to that. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to Perfect Bore. Next week might get kind of chewy, so just get prepared. Have a safe week drinking your beer. Have fun drinking your beer, but be safe about it, man.
Take
be
notes safe. At BevMo.
We want you to be here next week. So, yeah, take notes.
Take notes of your BevMo situation.
Yeah. Yeah, watch your BevMo. Sit down in the parking lot and watch what's happening, man. You'll see some stuff you don't even know, bro. Should we go on Choco Tasso or some sunburns?
Oh, no. This Choco needs to happen. Tasso.
All right. This week, it's a rare
opportunity.
Getting pumped up for the Choco Tasso.
Tap takeover.
Tap takeover in Fresno. If your hyena give you shit, you don't want to deal with it. Choco Tasso. Choco Tasso. If you're running late to work and your body needs a burp, Choco Tasso. A 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 Choco Tasso. Choco Tasso. What symbol is that called, Nick?
That's the ride symbol. The bell of the ride symbol.
All right. Bye. Ride the bell.
Ride the bell.